You're listening to the Business Jacking Podcast, the business podcast that lets you hack great business ideas, strategies, and techniques from business experts from different industries. Hi there, and welcome to the Business Jacking Podcast from Q&E Software. We are now on the third episode of this four-part cash flow series, and today's podcast is about redefining cash flow forecast. If you haven't listened to the first and second episodes yet, make sure you go back so you can catch up. Again, let us welcome our speaker, Mr. Patrick Lua.
Okay, so quickly, we understand that this is the balance sheet and the so-called profit and loss account. Okay, because of the financial reporting standards, balance sheet is now called the statement of financial position. Okay, then P&L is now we call SOXI, right? We call it the statement of comprehensive income. All right, so these are the things. Don't pass it on to your bosses and say, bosses will say, hey, where is my profit and loss account? Okay, and where is my balance sheet? Because these are all the old terms. Because I'm sure some bosses, they are accountants, right? Okay, sorry, they are from the accounting stream. They study accounting before. Well, so these are the wording that you may want to highlight to your bosses that, hey, bosses are now balance sheet become, you know, some other terms, all right? So let's look into the figures, all right? We call that the current assets, okay? Current assets, which is the 14 million here. Sorry, the arrow was a bit out. So 14 million, and then your CL is actually your 3.9 million, okay? So it's 3.9 million, not 17, it's 3.9 million is your CL, which is your current liability, okay? Your short-term liability and your short-term assets, as in you can switch it and you can convert it into cash. So when you look into current ratio, quick ratio, okay, these are the two key ratio for us to learn, all right? In order for us to learn that when we are looking into a liquidity of a company, okay, these are the commonly used ratio for us to understand how well business can convert your short-term asset, which is your current assets, okay, into liquid fund so that you can meet your obligation, you can meet your commitment, and you can meet your contractual obligation to pay them. Okay, so this is a liquid ratio. All right, so this is liquidity ratio to help us to understand all this. All right, so please bear in mind, cash flow is cash flow, ratio is ratio. There are different tools how to help us to decide our cash flow strategy. All right, okay, so next. Okay, so just now the example shows that there are this current assets, which is standing at 14.7 million. And then we have a current liability standing at 3.9 million, all right? So if you take these two numbers divided by each other, you get 3.7 times or ratio, all right? 3.7. So means that your cash, your so-called, your current asset can turn 3.7 times against your CL so that you can quickly convert them into cash, provided your stock can also be converted into cash readily. So these are the current ratio. But if you talk about quick ratio, you just take out your inventory, because inventory is not so liquid. Inventory needs time to sell. Okay. So in order for you to understand liquidity better, you can always go to the website to do some search, and of course to learn from our cost accountants. All right. See how this ratio can help us to decide. Okay. And to make decision. All right. So profit margin formula is the next one we're going to go through. We have gross profit margin, we have operating profit, we have net margin ratio, right? So these are the gross profit margin that we must learn how to look into it. When you sell something, what is your margin? Okay, so this is what we call the gross margin, right? Taking 21 million as your revenue, your cost of sales is 16 million, so your gross profit margin is 5.5 million. Okay, this is how you read a financial statement. All right, so for directors who are new to this, please start to learn, all right? And for accountants, please help bosses, help your directors, okay, be able to read their accounts, be able to interpret their accounts and assist them, all right, side by side, or even put that into bar chart or to pie chart so that they can understand better, okay? The next thing is operating profit margin, okay? So operating profit margin is taking your sales, deduct your cost of sales, which is your stock maybe, your purchases, all right? And then taking out all the expenses. Then you know that, out of the 21 million sales, I have 3.1 million operating profit before my banking expenses, before my bank interest, before my taxes. So this is another measurement, all right, for us to understand what is operating margin and gross profit margin. Okay, these are the key, very fundamental. And I'm sure that there are a lot of courses available, which we will be organizing as well, okay, to help everyone to understand all these statistics better, okay? So, and into the final part of my presentation, we need to understand that the key result area, okay, which covers all this, handling cash pressure during COVID-19 pandemic, we must understand that we need to focus on liquidity, okay? We must understand that the sensitivity analysis is important. Your borrowing capacity, government funding initiative, okay, resources planning, okay, consulting with your banker. So these are some of those things that you can do during this pandemic period. How are you going to ease, how are you going to handle, and how are you going to resolve your cash pressure? So tactical cost reduction, cash conversion, stock liquidation, liquidation, meaning you're going to turn your stock into cash. All right, then you've got to understand you're going to minimize disruption to the business. Engage with your shareholders or stakeholders, which is your debtors. It could be your suppliers. Okay, review your key supplier, make sure their relationship with you are good. Your customer contracts, okay, whether they are the contract laws actually protects you during the COVID period, the so-called the ECQ period. And then identify those contractual flexibility. Okay, these are my mouse. I'm going to just circle it by using my mouse. And then payment and pricing terms, okay, your conversion measures. And then you may want to cancel some non-essential orders. And most importantly, is to shift your rationalism, meaning to shift your resources and put it into better use, all right? Reduce your wastage, okay? So these are the things that you may want to think about. Okay, start from zero. As I always listen from my coaches, my mentor, all right? Even my clients, we advise them, please start everything from zero because things will not be the same when ECQ ends. Okay, things will not be the same in the future. So please redo your fire plan. Please redo your cash budget. Please redo all the plans that you had before. Rethink. Okay, perform your SWOT analysis. SWOT. Okay, your strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat analysis. Okay, this is another big topic. Okay, and go back to basic. Go back to your mission, vision, and core value. And how much bosses know about the process detail? All right, transforming. Okay, start from paying details on details. All right, go in depth. Okay, go into the process. Go into the core business transaction so that you know whether how you can save, how you can avoid wastage, and how you can improve the value of your services. So efficiency versus capacity. Probably in the past, a lot of people focus on capacity, all right? I want to be the largest, I want to produce the most and all that. Margin a little bit is fine, but this may or may not work in the future, all right? Because consumption drops for the next 12 to 18 months. So how are you going to adapt to this so-called reduced consumption, okay, from general market? So you may want to look into efficiency. You may want to look into your profit margin. You may want to look into value adding your services and product and your advertising and marketing effort. So capacity may not be the key now, but efficiency should be the key thing. All right? How profitable are you? Okay? How efficient are you to produce a unit of so-called a car, for example? All right? In the past, your cost may take about 50%, 60%. So you may want to reduce your efficiency. You may want to improve your efficiency because you may not be able to sell as many cars as before because the purchasing power and spending will of the market has dropped. So you may want to squeeze a bit and you may want to get higher margin rate. But higher margin means you've got to think about adding value. While people are cutting their prices, while people are trying to realize stock into cash, trying to go for mega sales or you know, whatever package, sales package or offer package, but you may not want to do that. You may want to wait a bit so that when that kind of price war game ends, you still have your competitive advantage because you're different, your value, your service quality are different. So are you going to join the price war? Because I can see that a lot of businesses now are into price war now. They want to liquidate their stock, turn that into cash. So these are the key things that you may want to think about, okay? So knowing inside out, key processes, innovate, create value, Okay, this is what I just said. Just like create value, right? It's important. Okay, price war is not good because it's killing each other. But creating value is to differentiate yourself. You got to differentiate yourself. You do not want to join the pack. You want to differentiate yourself. Well, I want to continue with good services, good education, and good value add items packed with our services and product. Okay, so this is something. So you must understand that the future is about all these big data, all right? All these industrial revolution 4.0. Okay, it's going to be a lot of Python's computer language, which has produced so many other apps in the market. All right, we have all the tools, all right, the team tools, the so-called the meeting apps and all that. So these are the big boys, all right? These are the big boys that's coming up. So are we understanding what is available for us? Are we understanding the technological or digitalization change or transformation? Are we able to use all these apps to reduce our costs? Are we able to use all these apps to improve our team efficiency? Yesterday we just talked about Trello. We just talked about Google Meeting. We just talked about a lot of all these apps that's available now, Asana and all that, Mira, all that. So these are the things that we want to look into. Okay, we talk about DingTalk. DingTalk is a good tool. Okay, it's a good platform to manage your team. So these are the things that we are now looking into, right? So please explore yourself. Okay, get your IT consultant to look into this to help you to be able to use it. Okay.
You're still listening to the Business Jacking podcast brought to you by Q&E Software, the leading accounting and payroll software provider in Southeast Asia. With Q&E Accounting Software, you can now streamline all your financial reports into one powerful system and increase your team's efficiency while working remotely. Hurry and don't miss the 60 days free accounting software license. For Philippines, go to www.qne.com.ph. While for Malaysia, go to www.qne.com.my. And for Myanmar, go to www.qne.com.mm.
Pricing, as I say, key processes, understand it, zoom in, okay, understand the cost impact. Okay, then you'll be able to revamp your whole model. And this will definitely improve your cash flow. All right. Okay, so the last part is financial immunity and stress test. So when, who, and where, and how. All right. So let me just summarize this. Stress test has got three different kind of important tools, key tools. Just now we talked about ratio. All right. Ratio is about understanding how fast your cash flow, all right, your turnover and all that. All right. And then the next thing is about your cash flow analysis. I think this is the part that we all know. What comes in, what goes up, okay? What is in your pocket, all right? So it's talking about how long can we last. So first, how fast can we roll, okay? Turn over, turn around time. And then second thing is how long can we last, which is your cash flow analysis. And then most importantly is, can we survive? The current pricing, the current model, we must use our profit and loss projection analysis to project and to understand whether down the road in the next 12 months, by selling, by entering a price war, by doing all this clearing of stock, do we still make profit? Do we see a profit end of the day? If we have cash, no profit, is it like, you know, is it like a frog in a boiling water? Are you a frog in the boiling water? Because you may not know until the water gets boiled and then the frog will just, you know, doze off. Okay, you know what I mean by doze off. Okay, so it's about how fast can we roll our cash. It's about how long can our cash reserve sustain. And it's about the survival. How should we stay or should we cut loose? All right, so these are the things that we must understand. There's a difference between cash ratio analysis, cash flow analysis, and then there's always a difference between also profit and loss account, profit and loss projection analysis. So these are the three main tools for you to do your stress test, your immunity, all right? And of course, the last part, the fourth one on the right-hand side, damage control. Your corporate rescue response and crisis action plan, all right? I think in many countries, you have corporate law, you have company law, all right? I myself is a company secretary. I'm also a company law consultant, okay? We specialize in corporate law. So we help clients to look into their shareholders agreement. You know, we talk about how we're going to gather funds and all the funding and all that. And then we look into the shareholder structure. Okay, we look into the rescue plan. Can we apply to court to restrain our creditors, you know, to do what? To do their collection. Right? Can we restrain them from collecting from us for 6 months while we do our internal restructuring? All right, so these are the things that we can actually think about. Okay, so there's three tools and one so-called damage control action that you can explore. All right, this may involve lawyers. This may involve your company secretary, all right, who are good in your company law, your corporate law, to help them to respond to your crisis. All right, so importantly, sorry, just let me skip that. Okay, so importantly is these are the two important books that I would like to introduce. Okay, from good to great, and then built to last. All right, so these are the two great books from Jim Collins. All right, for you to actually study or read or even inspire yourself. All right, inspire yourself. How can you be greater? Okay, from good, and how can you build to a sustainable business model? All right, so these are the very good two books that I would like to recommend. Okay, so the final step I would like to say is that when we are doing our survival measure, which is the defense line, we must always understand there is always a strategy that you need to do to transform. And then in order for you to be a striving star, okay, you need to be able to cooperate. You may want to think about cooperating with your competitor. Who knows? Your competitor become your business partner now. So when I say DAC strategy means your defense strategy, your attack strategy, and your cooperation, okay, so-called strategy that you can actually adopt in order for you to achieve your critical competitive immunity. All right. So these are the three key strategies that I will share in our future courses that later I think Jesse will introduce. Okay. So importantly, whatever it is, action. All right. The power of action, the power of execution is the most important of all. All right. So please think of that. Please think that there's nothing impossible, because always remember that the word impossible can be split into I am possible. All right. So this is something that you must understand to empower your team. Okay. Teamwork, communication, execution plan. All right. So these are the three key things that you need to do. All right. Bosses, please empower. Okay. Empower, train your team so that they can help us to get through this pandemic crisis. All right. So one thing I'm going to take from my current routine into a new world is, when I say new world, it's a new norm. Okay. What are the things that you can bring forward? Think. Okay. Because we've got to reboot, we've got to reset, we've got to restart. Okay. The new world is here. The new norm is here. So is our current practice, is our current model be able to help us to remain sustainable? All right. So this is something that you need to understand. Okay, so we start from new. Okay, talk to your partners. Understand your business cycle. Okay, so these are the key things that in the future, not only cash is king, data and skills are always important. All right, data means your client's data. All right, skill means your people's skill. Because when you reopen for ECQ, is your people still there and your business still there and your people is able to help you to move forward and beyond? All right, so cash is not only the king. They are also data and skill, all right? So challenge yourself, right? This is a very interesting slide, okay? So challenge yourself, all right? So this is, hopefully next year is a better year. This year is adjusting year, okay? So important to watch your cash to stay happy and healthy. And solving challenges means creation of opportunity, all right? So I think my presentation will stop here. And I sincerely hope everyone, thanks for listening for the past 1 hour and 45 minutes. So I hope all the sharings can help you to rethink from a different perspective, rethink of a different manner to help you to redefine your cash flow strategy. It's not just about cash. It's about data and people skill. All right.
Thank you for listening, and watch out for more episodes only here in the Business Jacking Podcast by Q&E Software, the leading accounting and payroll software provider in Southeast Asia.